Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Matt Siminar, and I'm happy to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day, for your Sunday obligation. In our gathering hymn is Jesus, my Lord, my God, my all. Jesus, my Lord, my God, my all, how can I love thee as I ought? And how revere this wondrous gift, so far surpassing hope or thought. Sweet sacrament, we thee adore. O make us love thee more and more. O make us love thee more and more. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you. My dear brothers and sisters, as we gather together this day to celebrate and share in these sacred mysteries, we also celebrate the feast in honor of Saint Benedict. Now gathering before this altar, let us prepare our hearts to receive our Lord, seeking forgiveness, mercy, and peace. Lord Jesus, you were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. You plead for us at the right hand of the Father. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. O God, who made the abbot, Saint Benedict, an outstanding master in the school of divine service, grant, we pray, that putting nothing before love of you, we may hasten with a loving heart in the way of your commands. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
A reading from the book of Proverbs. My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands, turning your ear to wisdom, inclining your heart to understanding, yes, if you call to intelligence and to understanding, raise your voice. If you seek her like silver and like hidden treasures, search her out. Then will you understand the fear of the Lord. The knowledge of God you will find. The Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He has counsel in store for the upright. He is the shield of those who walk honestly, guarding the paths of justice, protecting the way of his pious ones. Then you will understand rectitude and justice, honesty and every good path. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I will bless the Lord at all times.
I will bless the Lord at all times.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall ever be in my mouth. Let my soul glory in the Lord, and the lowly will hear and be glad.
I will bless the Lord at all times.
Glorify the Lord with me. Let us together extol his name. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears.
I will bless the Lord at all times.
Look to him that you may be radiant with joy, and your faces may not blush with shame. When the poor one called out, the Lord heard, and from all his distress he saved him.
I will bless the Lord at all times.
The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Taste and see how good the Lord is. Blessed the man who takes refuge in him.
I will bless the Lord at all times.
Fear the Lord, you his holy ones, for naught is lacking to those who fear him. The great grow poor and hungry, but those who seek the Lord want for no good thing.
I will bless the Lord at all times.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Blessed are the poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Peter said to Jesus, "We have given up everything and followed you. What will there be for us?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, that you who have followed me in the new age, when the Son of Man is seated on his throne of glory, will yourselves sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has given up houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for the sake of my name will receive 100 times more and will inherit eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, as I mentioned at the beginning of the Mass today, we're celebrating the Feast of Saint Benedict. He's known as the father of Western monasticism, and quite the interesting story about his life. He was born around the year 480 and came from nobility in central part of Italy near the town of Nursia, and he had a twin sister, Scholastica, who later became a saint as well. And according to the story of his life, I heard two different versions. One said that when he was 14, his family sent him to Rome to study. And the other one said that when he was 20, he was sent to Rome. So figure between somewhere 14, 20, either way, he was sent to Rome. His family sent him there for further studies. And while he was in Rome, he became upset with the lifestyle of the Romans, kind of partying, not worshiping God, doing whatever they wanted. And when I read that, I thought, wow, for a young man like that, a teenager to feel that way, that's incredible. Because figure, teenagers on their own, they're thinking, yay, party time, let's go and have some fun. But yet, deep in his heart, he realized that's not how he wanted to live his life. He wanted to live his life loving God, serving the Lord. And so after spending a little time in Rome, we don't know how long he was there, he went about 40 miles to the east to the town of Subiaco. And he actually spent 3 years in a cave, and he spent that time in prayer. He spent that time in reflection, and during that time, another monk would come and visit him and talk to him, kind of like a spiritual director, I guess you could say, bring him food. Well, after 3 years, a local monastery, their abbot had died, and the brothers there went and asked Benedict to come and be their new abbot. He didn't want to do it. But after they kept pressuring him, he said, "Fine, I'll go and do it." So he went and became their abbot, and they didn't like him.
They figured his life was too austere, so they tried to poison him. So he went back up into the cave and spent some more time in prayer and reflection. Well, eventually word got out about this guy who was spending time in prayer and reflection, and people came to him for spiritual direction. Well, he eventually started some more monasteries. He built 12 of them around Subiaco, and during that time, that's when he wrote the rule. It's called the Order of St. Benedict, the rule of how to live a monastic life, how you are called to put Christ at the center of your life, how you are called to deny everything about you so that your whole being can focus on the Lord, loving the Lord and serving the Lord. And eventually he left that area and went down to establish a new monastery in Monte Cassino, which is still in existence today. So we have a very incredible life of St. Benedict, someone who could have lived a party life, someone could have lived a life all for his own pleasure, his own wants, his own desires, but he gave it all up for God, for the Lord. And by his life, he brought others closer to the Lord, closer to God. Beautiful witness of faith for us. And I think we need a lot more St. Benedicts today in our world, especially with all the temptations of the world around us, about how our lives are not meant for our own wants and desires, but rather for giving God glory and honor. And so as we celebrate this Mass today, let us thank God for the beautiful witness of faith of St. Benedict, but also let us ask him to pray for us, that we too can make denials in our lives, deny the joys and the pleasures and the temptations of this life, so that we can truly live our lives loving and serving the Lord. I invite you to please stand. And trusting in God's love for us, let us now lift up our prayers for our needs and the needs of the world.
For our Holy Father and all the bishops and priests, that God will grant them fidelity and joy in fulfilling their priestly ministry, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the Church, that like St. Benedict, we will center our lives around prayer and work for the glory of God, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase in holy vocations to the priesthood, religious life, and traditional marriage, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace in our nation and throughout the world, that people will seek peace and understanding rather than perpetuating violence and conflict, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the homebound and suffering members of the Church, that they will unite their sufferings to Christ for the salvation of souls, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have died, especially for the repose of the soul of Richie Herbie, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our Saint Joseph, Saint Gabriel, Saint Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the attentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, to you we lift our prayers, those spoken and those within the silence of our hearts, and we ask you to answer them through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God forever. With humble spirit and contrite hearts, may we be sick by you, Lord, by the mystery of this water, why we come to share in divinity Christ himself, to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Blessed be God forever. With humble spirit and contrite hearts, may we be accepted by you, Lord. Sacrifice like this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash, O Lord, my iniquities and cleanse me from all my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy Church. Look kindly, Lord, upon these holy offerings, which we make in honor of Saint Benedict, and grant that by following his example in seeking you, we may merit the gifts of unity in your service and of peace, through Christ our Lord. Amen. And the Lord be with you and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you are praised in the company of your saints, and in crowning their merits you crown your own gifts. By their way of life you offer us an example. By communion with them you give us companionship. By their intercession, sure support, so that encouraged by so great a cloud of witnesses, we may run as victors to the race before us, and win with them the imperishable crown of glory through Christ our Lord. And so with the angels and archangels, and with the great multitude of the saints, we sing the hymn of your praise as without end we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. Once more, giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity together with Francis our Pope, David our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Amen. And the peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. May the receiving of your body and blood, Lord Jesus Christ, not bring me to judgment and condemnation, but through your love and mercy be for me protection of mind and body and a healing remedy. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body of Christ keep me safe for eternal life. May the blood of Christ keep me safe for eternal life. This is the steward, faithful and prudent, whom the Lord set over his household to give them their allowance of food at the proper time. And for those of you watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. Body of Christ. Body of Christ. The body of Christ. 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 The body of Christ. Thank you.
let us pray.
Having received this pledge of eternal life, we humbly beseech you, O Lord, that attentive to the teaching of Saint Benedict, we may faithfully serve your designs and love one another with fervent charity, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at noon Central. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. Central for the Family Rosary Across America. And coming up next, please join Cale Clark for the Faith Explained. And the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. This Mass is ended. Go in peace.
Thanks
be to God. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who broke throughout the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. And for our closing hymn, we'll do the third verse of Jesus, my Lord, my God, my all. Thy body, soul, and Godhead all, O mystery of love divine, I cannot compass all I have, for all thou hast and art are mine. Sweet sacrament, we thee adore. O make us love thee more and more. O make us love thee more and
more. Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with RelevantRadio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.